Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Planned Parenthood, which masquerades as a health care provider for women, is now offering, get this, sex change services to change men into women. That's the topic on today's Faith and Freedom. I'm Holly Mead, Director of Communications for Liberty Counsel, and joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbwire.com. Well, Matt, this is a passionate subject, to say the least, to say that not only Planned Parenthood is getting all this money in the nation's largest abortion provider and killing innocent babies, but now, to make more money, it's expanded its services to offer quote-unquote transgender hormone therapy. In fact, its recent annual report states that, quote, we're expanding access to care from pioneering research on self-injectable birth control to offering new services for our transgender patients. Planned Parenthood has focused on expanding services to people who are too often overlooked by the larger medical community, including trans patients. And that means that 17 states now have Planned Parenthood health centers that provide hormone therapy. This is just unbelievable, Matt.
Well, it is, but it's not.
Yeah, it's true. You know,
Planned Parenthood, historically, pretty much you're 100% safe to bet that Planned Parenthood is going to come down on the wrong side of any given issue, on the wrong side of history, and on the side of evil. Planned Parenthood, of course, their roots are in eugenics, which is a Hitlerian neo-Darwinist theory that's of survival of the fittest that we need to get rid of.
Right, founded by Margaret Sanger.
Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, that we need to get rid of the lesser thans, and Planned Parenthood has kept that. They put all of their major abortion providers, the biggest ones at least, in inner cities and minority neighborhoods so they can cull out, as Margaret Sanger often would talk about, culling out the minority races, particularly African Americans and so forth, and getting rid of them. So Planned Parenthood is A, racist. Well, B, here we are. Every possible opportunity they have to shake their fist at God, that's exactly what they're going to do here. So now Planned Parenthood has come down, this Goliath that embraces a culture of death, that gets $500 million a year of your and my taxpayer dollars, just absolutely no justification for that whatsoever. And why they have not been defunded yet is beyond me. Here's just another reason that we need to look at to say it is time to defund Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, you're talking about 37% of Planned Parenthood's income comes from government health care services, grants, and reimbursements. $543.7 million it was given last year in 2017. $543.7 million.
Over half a billion.
Yeah, to kill babies, exploit women, and now they're promoting gender confusion. I mean, it's unbelievable. So now they've got on the LGBT agenda bandwagon to not only exploiting women, but now they're offering men the opportunity to, quote unquote, change into women.
Yeah, you know, in those two issues, it's strange. You can almost, to a person, and there certainly are anomalies, there are, I guess, would be exceptions potentially, but almost to a person, you can, if you find somebody that is a rabid defender of the LGBT activism, demands that they try to foist on the rest of America against their will, that those same people are going to be advocates of abortion. I'm reminded of a former president of the Human Rights Campaign, a fellow named Joe Solomonese. And Joe, before becoming the president of the Human Rights Campaign, he was a big pro-abortion activist. And so we shouldn't be surprised that they have embraced this same deception that tells people that they have a choice to dismember alive their unborn child or to pay a hitman, effectively, an abortionist, to go in and kill their baby. That same spirit of deception, which stems from the father of lies himself, tells people that a man or a young boy, a teenage boy, for instance, or a preteen boy who may be starting puberty, Planned Parenthood is saying, well, here, come on in. We'll pump you full of dangerous hormones that are going to stunt your puberty, and then so that you can embrace the delusion and pretend that you're somehow a girl, when we know objectively that is an utter impossibility. It's insane to even be having this conversation, but we shouldn't be surprised that the insane baby killers at Planned Parenthood, and that's what they are, would embrace this lie.
And you know, Matt, it's just heartbreaking. I mean, I remember we recently got a letter from a mother who was just distraught. Her young girl was 14, I believe, and she decided one day that she wanted to be a boy. You know, she had heard all about this LGBT agenda at school, and she just decided one day she was really a boy. So when she was a couple years older, she was allowed, not by the parents, but she went and got double mastectomy. She had her female parts taken out. And you just see the before and the after pictures of this sweet little girl has turned into this angry person. She's still a girl, but she's refusing to be who God created her to be. And you just, your heart just breaks when you see that's just one example.
Yeah.
And studies have shown, from a scientific standpoint, studies have shown that when a girl is born, she chooses to be a girl. She wants to play primarily with girl toys. She wants to be feminine as well as a boy, chooses to play with trucks and to be a boy. I know there's a recent study by John A. Barry of Institute for the Women's Health at University College in London just validated this research that primarily girls choose gender-related toys and boys choose gender-related toys. Nothing wrong if they, you know, if one chooses to play with the other, but primarily that's what they go for because that's their DNA. That's the way they were fearfully and wonderfully made by God, their creator. And, you know, as you said earlier, it's what it is. Basically, it's just a denial of God, a denial of the creator and of who they made them to be. And you see Planned Parenthood pushing this agenda and pushing this on even innocent children. I mean, it just horrifies me to see that not only they're getting this taxpayer money, but even last year, they received over $500 million in private contributions and requests.
Yeah.
That's, you know, from individuals that are giving them money that just encourage this. It's just heartbreaking.
Well, and Planned Parenthood, they are just, they're bathed in money. They're an absolute an abortion Goliath, getting filthy rich off the blood of the innocents, and now off the blood of young innocent people by moving them in a direction to do just like that 14-year-old girl you mentioned.
Yeah.
God bless her heart, who has now had her, she has been mutilated, her body physically mutilated.
I think she's 17, mutilated.
Healthy breasts removed, sterilized.
Mm-hmm.
She's been sterilized, which is reminiscent, of course, of what the eugenics that Planned Parenthood pushes. And it's just so heartbreaking to see this, but we shouldn't be surprised at it. You mentioned this study, Sex Differences in Children's Toys Preferences, a systemic review. The left loves to say that, oh, these binary gender roles and binary gender is a social construct. Well, nonsense. It's objective empirical biology. The social construct is to imagine that the boy can be a girl or the girl can be a boy. That's the social construct. And this study, as you mentioned, shows that these traditional gender roles, they're there for a reason because they're rooted in reality. They're rooted in biology. They're rooted in, yes, to an extent in the norms and mores of society. But boys gravitate to boys' toys, girls gravitate to girls' toys, and it's the anomaly, it's the gender confusion, it's sexual confusion when children, and most the time, well over 90% of the time, if kids gravitate toward the other toys or a boy starts feeling like a little girl or a little girl feels like a little boy, more than 9 times out of 10, that self-corrects. They ultimately come through it. You don't put them on hormones.
Right. You know, and there has been previous studies as well that have shown that children as young as 9 months prefer to play with toys specific to their own gender, which means that God made male and female, and no amount of protest from any LGBT activists or anyone else can change that natural order. So remember, you can also make a difference in this battle for the family. Please pray for these issues. Please pray for these cases and for Liberty Counsel, and stay informed at our website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community, lc.org.